Hey folks, this is Casey McLean, and if you're hearing this, it's possible you're hearing it on either the Nobody Likes Casey McLean feed or the Poor Sports feed, which, by the way, if you listen to one of those and you're annoyed about my opinion on sports or the world, there's an option to go be annoyed by my opinion on the inverse of whichever one you don't listen to, I don't know. You know what I mean. Anyways, the reason I'm doing this, haven't recorded a podcast on either of these in a little while. One reason is I'm excessively busy. The other reason is, as many of you may know or realize, my co-host on the Poor Sports podcast has been unavailable for reasons that we will talk about when we record another podcast, which is also to say, if we record another podcast, because, for reasons, the podcast has been deprioritized to a large degree for both of us. So, podcast isn't officially over. It's a lot of preamble to get to the point that I should have gotten to a lot earlier. Hey, September 29th, Mount Olympus Brewing, Aberdeen, Washington. I am taking part in a benefit show for a listener of both these podcasts. His name, we've called him Backwards Trevor on the podcast before. I'm going to out him right now because he needs it. His name's Bob Springer. He's a great comedy fan, a really nice dude. Him and his wife, I think they saw me for the first time in 2021, and much to their detriment, I genuinely think they've seen me perform like 17 times since then. Like, just the type of fans that comedians like don't even deserve to have, to be honest with you. And Bob and I, especially, I'm friends with both these people, but if I'm being honest, Nikki, you're probably hearing this also. If I'm being honest, Bob's my guy. And we become friends. And Bob, we talked about it. I think I referenced it on a past podcast before Nikki and Bob were going public with this information. But Bob got diagnosed with stage 4 esophageal cancer, among other things. First, he got diagnosed, by the way, before we knew, he got diagnosed with stage 3, and then it either progressed or got the diagnosis got modified to stage 4. He's undergoing chemo. And on September 29th, we're doing a benefit show for Bob that's going to be, by the way, a killer lineup. And I'll tell you this, all the comics working for free. We're bringing 5 professional comedians to Aberdeen, Washington. And then at the end of the show, we're going to do this thing that I'm calling a comedy dunk tank, which is you'll be able to donate some money. All the proceeds of the show, ticket sales. I don't know what else we're going to do. We're going to try to do a couple other things. Ticket sales for sure going to the Springers to help pay for medical bills for Bob. This idea, this comedy dunk tank, is basically you can donate some money and call your shot. What I would compare it most closely to is like a dueling piano bar where you put a song you want the piano guys to play and sing on the piano, and then they do it or they do their best or whatever. In this case, comedy dunk tank. So what I'm saying is you could have me roast you. You could have a comedian that's on stage roast me. Have any of them roast each other. You could roast the comedians. We'll ruin the life of whoever you bring to this event. If you'd like, we can roast them. Well, you call your shot how you want people to be roasted, and we will do it in order, of course, highest donation to lowest donation. And once again, I'd like it to be obvious, no comedians are going to accept any money at this show. So do not think that we're running away. Now, what the Springers choose to do with this money, if they want to buy a kilo of cocaine, I'm not stopping them, okay? What I believe is they are going to use this money for Bob's medical treatment. They're going to use some of their money for Bob's medical treatments. They have to. This is a digression that's I'm for no good reason making you not trust the Springers. Good folks. Also, by the way, not the first benefit I've done for the Springers. They had a friend who similarly had stage 4 cancer. And I'm 0 for 1, folks. He actually, the man, he lived for a little while longer, but ended up passing away. I think it's because people didn't donate enough money, to be honest with you. So, if you know, shit's in your hands, folks. September 29th, it'll be at Mount Olympus Brewing. Also a great comedy show. I'm not sure. There's got to be a way to pay these folks, like, through the internet. And if there is, we'll figure out a way. Let me know. But otherwise, come to the show. Aberdeen, Washington. Go spend a night out in Ocean Shores or something, and then come to this benefit show. Bob Springer is the man, a guy who's genuinely become a friend of mine. A guy, by the way, I'll say this, a guy who handles comedy fandom better than anybody I've ever seen. I feel awkward even calling him a fan of mine because I have no self-esteem, but he is a fan of mine and has never lingered too long in a conversation. He's got like the perfect calibration of what you want in a comedy fan. Someone who engages with everything you do, sends you messages, is like funny. He's actually funny. And I'm not just saying that because you have cancer, Bob. You're funny. And, you know, doesn't ever become annoying or needy or what's clingy. None of these things. He does sit outside of my house and watch my wife and I make dinner every night, but that's normal comedy fan behavior shit. All right, that's it. Please come. We'll be back with both these podcasts soon, but please come to Mount Olympus Brewing, Aberdeen, Washington. Help support the Springers. Thank you for listening as much as you have. Reach out if you have anything to offer the Springers. Thank you. I don't know how to end this. Bye.